the Fresh Prince of Radio. We do this every Saturday from 2 to 6, man, giving you all the fresh air that you need. We're broadcasting live at the Standard Bank Art Gallery today. It's We Are Culture exhibition that runs right about now until the 8th of October. Come through and chill with us, man. It's free. Gumnandi. It's exciting. Like I said, I'm going to be talking to the people who are doing the amazing work that was here. Right next to me is a multidisciplinary artist, mesh work, primary figures through drawing, printmaking, and sculptures using Sepedi text literature, Dika Li Diema, to create artistic illustrations. Did I say that correctly?
You did very well.
I love it. Setlamu, please help me here. Wait, no, don't. Let me do it first. Setla Marahu Mashilo.
Setla Morajo Mashilo.
There we go. How are you doing, brother?
I'm very well.
Oakland. Happy Saturday.
Thank you.
I'm nervous.
Oh, come on.
Man. Don't be nervous.
The youth is listening.
The youth is definitely going to listen. Yeah. Tell me, what brings you here, brother? I already gave them the 411 of what's happening. So,
I'm a sculptor, yeah. And I've been invited to participate with amongst 12 other artists,
sure.
For this We Are Culture exhibition, hosted by Standard Bank, curated by B Diamond Head.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was also just like, they reached out to me and they were like, would you be interested in this opportunity? And I was like, hell yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you guys need to come through and check it out. See, at PCA Konyibonile, Yule, and it's a bonfire.
Yeah, that... Yeah, the brazier,
yes.
The corner. Yeah, I mean, those are sort of everyday sort of street scenes that, you know, we sort of internalize. But I think there's such like strong and iconic imagery for us to like constantly like take in. And,
yeah.
But we take it for granted, you know.
Yes. What got you into art? What's so important about art and expressing yourself through art?
More than. I suppose at some level, it's quite a personal journey.
Sure.
Because the reason I got into the art space was because I was witnessing my grandmother go through Alzheimer's. And part of that is like cells in the brain start to degenerate. So you start to lose your memory, right? And you forget everything that like is around you that like created comfort for you, right? And one of the things that she did was like she was a maize farmer, so she plowed maize, and so during her illness she would like remember that she needs to tend to her fields, and
wow.
But because in old age she couldn't, for me that was like, I guess in one way trying to like preserve that memory for her in time, you know, like that she did very well in her life. You know.
I love the fact that Standard Bank is giving the opportunity for you guys to express that and showcase it to the world. What is so important and what can be done to make art more accessible to everyone so that they can, you know, have these conversations that we're having right now?
Yeah, I guess perhaps maybe the losing the idea of like cultural spaces being corporate spaces as well.
Sure.
Like it's almost like we need to take... we need to be speaking about our culture in our own communities,
sure.
And having spaces for us to do that in our own communities, right? And that's the only way that like we bridge the gap between the art space or art just being quite a corporate thing, and not just about communities,
sure.
Know, that we come from, yeah.
Yes. And tell me, bro, how is your culture and heritage brought through into your craft?
I guess in a big way, because I'm very much influenced by my own personal background, where I come from in Limpopo, the spaces that I exist in as I create work, you know,
yeah.
These townships that I visit in order to just like, or just be around people, just to draw that energy that I eventually like, I guess sort of manifest in my studio, right?
Yeah.
And in that way, speaking about that and having a tool like the art as a tool to like speak about those kind of issues,
sure.
I guess that's one way for me like to contribute to that space.
Like, let's talk about your upbringing. Were you the kid that was always like fascinated by art pieces, or
it's a mess. Now I'm gonna wear my loafers, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like for me, I guess I've always just had like the fascination with it, play in that in an artistic way.
Sure.
It's always been something very close to me, and I guess through my sensitivity to it,
yeah.
That passion sort of grew, and you sort of practice or you learn things without consciously picking up that, like, you know, you're very much drawn to these things, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, years later, I realized that, like, everything that I had consumed creatively was going to eventually need to manifest physically for myself, like, so, and create my own work.
Sure. Mm.
And yeah, and that's just how I came into the space, just like through influence and allowing myself to I guess play and not not be so bombarded by, because I mean I think we lose that element of play as children, you know,
yes.
at some point. So it's like, and that's like the breeding bed for like a culture, because a culture manifests from us like thinking and doing things.
Mm, yeah. Okay, guys, Mamelang Lapezindin, whoever's talking, you must tell them to keep quiet. Shh, to all the artists over there. So how did you become part of the We Are Culture? Tell us how excited you were, how was the process, and you know, the journey. How is it so far?
Yeah, and I mean, again, it's like a testament to like what it takes to manifest art, right? Because
yeah.
I was like almost kind of low, just like had just like a low spell this year where I was just like in my own space.
Yes.
And not, and, you know, and I guess like thinking a lot about like new work, and
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I was fortunate enough to just like get this call, and and they were like, give us the Rolls Royce, you know, just dig deep.
Yeah.
And yeah, and see what comes out. And I it really is like, it's re-energized like my passion for like what I do, you know, because I guess we take it for granted that like creatives like almost like exist in isolation, to like to really dig deep and find like these sort of conversations, you know.
Sure.
And be invited us, and now we're here. It's like, but I mean, it was such an amazing experience, because like she's also just like somebody that's like I've never worked with in the space.
Sure.
Just because of like the different disciplines that we come from, you know? And so for her to almost like just cut through the all those borders that like all these different disciplines have, and bring us into one space, you know.
Yeah.
So like for me, it's also just like what culture has always been about, what our culture has always been about. And
sure.
Yeah. And so I'm very honored to like be a part of that. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, guys, Setla is still right here at the Stanabek Art Gallery in town, Marshalltown. Come through. You can talk to him, ask him a couple of questions, and come see his artwork, man. It's super amazing. Well, brother, thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Thank you to the wires. Yeah.
Yeah. Sister Song and John at www.yfm.co.za is where you can stream us worldwide. Come through and hang out with us, man. We're chilling Sigmele. I want to take a lot of pictures today, so come through and take pictures with me. But for now, here's music.